Welcome to the Thought Arcade. Today we recap the greatest wedding since Maximilian I of Habsburg and William of, or Mary of Burgundy.
So true. I don't even know who that is, but I know it's true though.
Dude, it was a fun time. I had a ton of fun.
Dude, oh yeah, so much.
A lot of fun, so.
So much Smash, dude. So much Smash was played.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Elijah, one, has a webcam now, so you see his beautiful face.
Hi.
And two, he got married. He got married to the love of his life. He is now off the market, guys. And, well, I mean,
and girls. Women, so. Guys and girls, you know.
That sucks because they're just seeing you now, and they're like, oh, dang, this guy's fine. But right? I can't even, like, do anything about it.
He waited to show how attractive he was until he got a cam and married, and then right. He was like, all right, I'll show people.
I did. I went the Mike Pence route, you know, just be ultra conservative, stay in one room until, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to give that. Anybody false hope, man. Like, you
exactly
know.
Exactly.
So
I've led too many people astray.
Yeah, exactly.
So go ahead, tell us how the first week has been. How's everything?
Any it's been great. It's been chaotic and eventful.
How many fights have y'all had already?
We've had zero fights so far.
Nice.
Yeah. So we got married on Sunday, 10-4.
10-4.
And then we came back to Baton Rouge on Thursday, only to have a hurricane come through. Oh, God. But it wasn't too bad because we're like an hour and a half from the coastline. So like mm-hmm. the major parts of the hurricane, like the storm surge, the truly heavier winds and rain don't really affect us. Mm-hmm. But we did get some pretty heavy wind yesterday, not so much rain. And we lost power for about a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it came back on. But I was so ready though. Like I immediately grabbed these flashlights that have a glow stick on the bottom of them is the best way to describe it. And it like beeps, it like sends like Morse codes out.
Whoa.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And they float on water. Cool. But I grabbed the flashlights ready to start telling spooky ghost stories. And our power came back on.
Nice.
We did lose Odin because he's black, you know, and it's completely black.
Oh, so you lost him in the house a little
so
bit.
So we absolutely lost him. Yeah. Oh. I was like, where's Odin? I was like, I have no idea. If I kick him, I kick him, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
At that point, you'll know. You'll hear him.
Exactly, yeah.
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 Jeez.
Awesome. But it's been a lot of unwinding because it was absolutely, I wouldn't say it was chaotic, but it was incredibly busy.
Yeah.
Dude. Trying to get to see everybody. A big thank you from the bottom of our hearts to everyone that showed up and you know, we got to see them and stuff. So really means a lot to us. And it was like, so we got there Thursday afternoon. Really great drive. But we're in a period of butterfly migration.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And we absolutely murdered like 1,000. Like, we probably decreased that population. I'm so sorry, Mother Nature.
Man, I can't believe that. I mean, that's just your car, and it looks like you took out, like, hundreds.
Yeah.
You gotta imagine, like, all the other cars that have taken out, like, dude.
Yo, yeah. I looked at your car. It looked like a massacre. It looked like you just.
And they, some of them still had, like, the little wings sticking out. It was so sad.
You hate to see it.
Some were still trying to escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Alive and moving.
So we drove up. It was pretty relatively uneventful drives. We did stop at Bucky's. So shout out to Bucky's. They have so much stuff inside of a Bucky's. It's the most Texas thing on the planet.
You're really overwhelmed, dude.
There's
unlimited possibilities.
They have a wedding section, and Val went to look at the wedding stuff.
Also, I was about to ask if they like if people have weddings at Bucky's because it's so. I mean, that's like the place to be, man.
I would not mind if we had a wedding at Bucky's,
dude.
Then just because I would go, I would order a Frito pie burrito, extra cheese, extra bacon, and then I'd go sit down and have the ceremony,
dude. And you have like some of the best bathrooms ever too.
Oh yeah,
cleanest in the world.
Oh, yeah,
man, that's awesome.
And so, but we got there, and then we, of course, we stayed with Daniel and Emily, and I brought my Switch controllers so mm-hmm. that everyone could play, and we played too much Smash.
A lot of Smash was played, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we all got and then, extremely better. Like, we're all pros now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it was so much fun.
Yeah. But for the actual wedding itself, so we got there at 10 a.m., and mm-hmm. I had all the groomsmen come stay with us. And, of course, Val went off with her mom the night before. You know, two ships, two different ways, as Morpheus would say.
Yeah.
And so we got there at 10 a.m., and we literally just hooked up the Smash, and we just played Smash until it was time to go.
Had two laptops.
We had two laptops for the games. For the football games, it was amazing.
That's the difference between the groom suite and the bridal suite, though. The bridal suite was huge. They had
it was its own separate house. It's what it was.
And they had their own vanities for their makeup and stuff, but they didn't have a TV. Us, we had this little back room with a one restroom and no kitchen or anything like that. We had like a mini fridge, but we did have the TV. We did have the setup for our gaming and watching games. So that was, I mean, that's all we needed.
Yeah, that's all we needed.
Some might argue that they just stuffed us in a closet.
I mean, it kind of looked like a closet in the back of the venue, but.
And honestly, that was probably the second best groom suite we saw.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. There was one other one we saw where like the bride had like her own like trailer. It's like a retrofit like 50s trailer.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. And
my dad wants to get one of those.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like it had a vanity set up. It had this big patio for the bridesmaids and stuff to like sit and chill out. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of the venue was like a little, not like outhouse, but like a bigger barn thing. Mm-hmm. And it had a wraparound porch for the men. And it had like a single room, a TV, and one bathroom. But it had a wraparound porch that featured skee ball, like a classic like 1950s skee ball machine and a dartboard.
Ooh, that would have been fun.
That's so that would have. So there was that one, and that was probably the best one. But all the other ones we went to go see was like, oh, here's this bride's thingy and bride's this and bride's that. Oh, what about the grooms? You're in that one room.
Yeah.
All the way across the other side. You have to drive your car there.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
Like, just be here by 5:30. It's fine. Whatever y'all do.
Yeah. And I was like, no.
No.
I have to be there. I have to guide, like, all the floral stuff, which our floral people did amazing. Like, they knew how to set it up. The girl was in constant communication with Val throughout the process. And I thought, like, I would have to go out there and, like, help them out and stuff. But no, like, we just left our boxes out there. And they did the rest.
Dude.
Like, it was amazing. And they had it set up exactly how we wanted. The florals were really cool. Really Texas.
It kind of, like, themed. Had a blue bonnet thing, right?
Yeah.
It kind of looked like a blue bonnet vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it had, like, a bunch of blue sort of, like, flowers and stuff. And then it had, like, these big white roses.
Yeah,
it was really nice.
Very Texas.
But we ordered brunch because we were going to have the rehearsal that morning. Instead, we were able to do it the day before because the people before canceled. So we were like, we already paid for the brunch. Let's just get it. Mm-hmm. And so the lady shows up when we get there. And I thought that brunch was for the both of us, like the groom party and the bride party. It wasn't. We had 50 tacos for 5 people.
Oh, man. I tried, dude. I had 3 of them, and I tried.
I know. And we even brought in Andrew, Chris's brother, friend of the show, and Jay,
Andrew,
friend of the show. And we brought them in to, like, eat the tacos.
Yeah.
Dude, I had, like, I think I had 3 when we first got there, and then Jay got there, and he had some. And I was like, you know what? Tacos sound good right about now. So I had another, like, 2 or 3, I think.
Dude,
those sausage, egg, and cheese were amazing.
It was really good.
But yeah,
it was so good. And so we had breakfast tacos the remaining time we were there. Like we had a
that was our snack.
Yeah,
like our hotel room was like a condo, basically. Like, we rented out a condo, and it had a full kitchen and stuff. So we just brought all the leftover food and put it in the fridge, and we had that for the next, like, all the way up through Wednesday.
Yeah.
So,
dude, I couldn't after that. There's too many tacos to be had.
I know. I was. Oof.
I was good for the rest of the day too.
Right now, I'm not gonna lie.
I know.
Yeah, I was good for the rest of the day after the tacos. Like, we had them at like 10, but I was good until we ate at like 6 or whatever.
Dude, that was also another thing, because when it got to dinner, I was like, wow, I'm actually still kind of full on tacos right now. Right. And then I finished my plate, but I just got so uncomfortably full real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had Pokey Joe's was the catering, and they're a barbecue joint, which, so when we originally got the venue, the lady gave us a list of caterers, and she said these are our preferred caterers. Preferred caterers. And Val specifically states, can we get outside people? The venue lady said, yes, you can. So we get this other place called Vanilla Orchid, which would have exactly what we wanted, which was something light. So it's just like sliders. Get all sliders you want. And then we told the chef, like, hey, we want like a fry bar. And he was like, oh, cool. You know, let me see what I can do, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, do whatever you want to do. Like, just have fries and a bunch of sauces there. And he like lit up. I was like,
dang,
you let me to create my own stuff? And I was like, yeah, that's why we're hiring. Like, go be creative.
Yeah.
And so we went to the sampling and stuff, and it was amazing. It was so great. And so we booked them.
I remember,
And then after, like, right when we're about to do our first payment, the venue comes back saying, no, our preferred meant exclusive.
Oh, my.
Like, you could only use these people. And I was like,
I didn't know that. Holy.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, you get a whole food. I mean, at least you got the preferred, free food. Though.
And then we asked for outside, and they said, yeah, as long as they communicate with the day of coordinator, and that guy did. And they said no. So yeah, we went with barbecue. It wasn't too bad. It was actually really, really good. And so we just had a nice little Texas barbecue stuff, and it was amazing. The guy, like, head caterer there, who was like probably 7 foot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not even joking.
Minimum.
Randy. Right? This dude. Yeah,
his name Randy. And he's probably like the size of the Hound in Game of Thrones.
Oh, dude. Yeah, for real.
He was a super cool dude when he came into the groom suite.
He was the nicest guy ever. Like, tell he Elijah, was on top of his stuff.
Yeah, he was like, tell Elijah I'm out there. If Elijah needs anything, I'm here for him.
Yeah, and he was like all night. Like, he gave me all the cores that I wanted. That I could ever have. He gave me the plates of food, and then right after the ceremony, he was there at the patio whenever we're about to start taking pictures, that brought me and Val waters, a beer, wine, all that stuff. No, he was great. Like, the whole catering itself turned out to be really, really great. So, like, we thanked them the next day, even, you know, like, we were still talking to them. And so the wedding coordinator was awesome. She was great. You know, it was like everything that could happened perfectly.
Nice.
So
that's what you like to hear, man.
Yeah, it was so much fun. The DJ we had who played the weirdest selection of music
was my favorite part. That is the longest I've spent on a dance floor at any kind of function. I'm including like going to clubs, my older brother's weddings. Like, that was the longest I spent. I stopped playing cornhole. I was playing with you.
Yeah.
I stopped playing. Like, we played for a second, and then a song came on. I was like, yeah, I got to go. Sorry, I can't play that long. It's the dance floor, dude.
The original people that started that cornhole game did not finish that cornhole game.
Yeah. I know. I like, ended up winning the game.
And then I left. And then Val's stepdad came in, and I came back out, and I was like, what game is this?
Yeah,
I looked out, like, not even probably like a minute after I went back inside, and I was like, why is it a complete – did the game already end? Yeah.
I had taken over for Chris, and I, like, won the game, and then it was it after that. But, like, Elijah had already left. Ian had subbed in for Elijah – Like, yeah. it was funny though.
And so, but that DJ was amazing. And so, like, whenever we first told him the selection that we were gonna play, he like lit up. He was like, this is gonna be a challenge. I love this. And Val was like, just be creative as possible. Like, I know it's like kind of demand. So we did, like, here's the transitional song. It was some sort of salsa mm-hmm. for Val's family. And then he transitioned it to like a nice little oldie, like Stand By Me or Shout. Mm-hmm. And then he transitioned it into Blink.
Yeah.
And then he transitioned it back into salsa. And he did all this crazy stuff. And
then he transitioned like, to the Dougie or the
yeah. And then he transitioned into like a line dance and stuff, yeah. And it looked like a popular hit. And
yeah,
it was amazing. Like whenever we told him the list, he was like, "This is super fun." Like, and that brings up a point. If you're going into like a creative thing, like a cake decoration or something, or DJ or something, my advice from now on is don't be so strict on your terms. Let the person that you're paying to be creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Our cake was amazing. Like all we said was we just want a really light frosting. It's called like a naked cake.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want that. And then we let them do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's what you're paying these people for.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to go up to a musician and say, play these exact notes. Yeah. You're not going to do that. You're going to say, hey, play something that kind of like this. And then just let them do it. Because that's when they're going to have the most fun.
Right.
And that's when they're going to come up with the best stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The creative freedom, man.
Yeah. So we gave the DJ a lot of creative freedom. And he like remixed stuff. It was awesome.
Dude, it was so, like, some of the transitions were so seamless because it would go into, like, some bachata mm-hmm. song, and then right after that, we're, like, doing the Dougie, and then after that, it's just, like, what was it? The Cupid Shuffle?
Yeah.
And then he goes straight into another date. Like, it's just so, it worked out so well.
Yeah.
And he knew when to, like, cut it off, too, and, like, let the crowd, like, you know, blare whatever part in the song it was or something like that, too. Like, he felt the crowd, too. Like, he was...
Yeah,
it was awesome. And so my proudest moment, besides, of course, marrying the love of my life.
All right.
She's not in the room.
she can definitely still hear me. So she so he plays Shout, and it's toward the end of the night. And I'm in it.
Dude.
I'm like 3.5 cores and like 7 lemonades later in. Oh, you know?
Those lemonades were good.
Those lemonades were bomb. Like, they weren't lemonades.
I thought it was water with no ice, tea, and then water with ice. And then I grabbed one. I was like, wait a second. This is probably lemonade. This is awesome.
It's lemonade. Yeah. And it was great. Like, it wasn't super sweet, like a Minute Maid or whatever.
Right.
Like, you could tell it was like handmade type stuff. It was so good. And I start just like running around the dance floor and like shouting and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear you two go like, follow him, go.
Yeah, Chris.
And then
dude,
y'all start following.
It was Chris. He was like, go after him. And I was like, ah.
So that reminded me of like in middle school, we had these like dances and everything. We always had like the group of friends. I'm sure this was every middle school. A certain song came on and we would always start like a conga line or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I saw you go around once, and in my head I was like, it'd be so much fun if we just followed him.
Yeah.
And I thought you were only gonna do it once. So like by the time I thought that, I was just like, oh, the time had passed. And then you did it again.
Yeah.
And I just looked at Daniel and I said, go.
Yeah,
and
then I started going to like every other like little bitty, you know, circle click or whatever mm-hmm. that was on the floor. So it'd be like Val's cousins were dancing. So I'd go over there and shout them. Yeah. And then I'd run over to Val's dad and Aspen. And I went over there and shouted with them. Then I ran back to my family, shouted with them. and I started running. Yeah. And then y'all started running.
It was not even
I genuinely formed a circle pit.
Yeah. Exactly. It wasn't a conga line. Like I get why he initiated it, because it does seem like a conga line, but it was more aggressive than a conga line. It was like a circle pit. We were literally just running around in a circle.
It was so funny because there was like a circle, and then later on, like
my dad and my mom, and a couple people like in the middle, like just jamming out. We're just running around.
Yeah, the song broke down, and it's like, wait a minute, and then everyone stops running, and then it's just your dad in the middle, like,
feeling it.
He's so feeling
I feel like that was like one of the best parts for everybody, though. That was just such a fun, because everybody was engaged.
Everybody
was in there, dude.
Yeah, and I will lie, like, this is probably like the first time I've ever seen my family on a dance floor, like ever. And we've been to a bunch of stuff where there's dancing. Like for Daniel and Emily's wedding, my parents danced a little bit, you know. And for like my cousin a long time ago, like they didn't even dance. And so it was super, super awesome to see them on the dance floor and just dancing the night away. It was so much fun.
They were in celebration mode, man.
They were. But so going back to the ceremony part, so we have a unity sand. You know, like some people do like a unity like candle and stuff like that, where they get like a custom candle, they both light it and stuff. And a friend of mine did that. They did a unity candle whenever they got married. So I was thinking of something like that, but I'm from the beach. You know, I'm from Corpus. I love the beach. I live by the beach. And so I saw they have like unity sand. And so I was like, yeah, let's do that. And so during the ceremony, it's like basically the first thing we did was we went to do the sand pouring. And we didn't rehearse how long our pastor was going to speak. Yeah. So we were kind of pouring kind of slow and stuff. And Val's like shaking and I'm shaking and stuff. And Val's like, I'm going to spill it. I'm like, no, you're not. Just pour. You got this. It's all good.
I'm going to spill it.
And then she like jerks her hand forward and just it spills everywhere.
The stamina, dude. And the nerves too. Like all of it, everything combined.
And Emily, the matron of honor, was like watching us and she starts giggling.
Dude. So y'all are like kind of out of my view in the little area, and Mike's in front of me now, but I can still see Emily, and the whole time she is just like trying not to lose it. Like she went from like actually crying to almost losing it laughing. And it was crazy. It was funny.
Oh, it was awesome though. It worked out. The photographer came in, like took pictures and stuff. And it worked out great. And so today we're like putting stuff like that together. And so we have on our bookshelf in our kitchen is the bless you, Chris.
That kind of came out of nowhere, dude.
No, I tried to swallow and then that happened.
No, you hate to see it.
You hate to see it. And so we had a really cool, like, instead of a guest book, we have a sign board. And so we had people sign that, which I thought was a really good idea.
That was really cool.
Yeah. And so we're hanging that up in front of it, but in front of it we have one of our plates, our like wooden dowel things that we had for our centerpiece, the sand, and then which was light blue and white, so it kind of worked with our colors. And then we have a bottle of tequila.
Hey, that bottle of tequila, like, man. That
why you got a bottle of tequila right there? Let me tell you.
Whew.
So Val's dad got this bottle of tequila. This particular bottle that only like 100 or so were made, and his friend got it and he gave it to him, and so it had been sitting there for a couple of years. He didn't know what to do with it, and so then he decided to save it for his daughter's wedding, you know, for a special occasion. So that's what he decided on, and that tequila was probably, it's at least 18 years old, at least.
Yeah.
It's probably a little older than that.
Hey, they're all worried we were going to get sick and stuff too.
I know. Everybody. If a doctor comes out saying, I don't know if we should do it, I'm not going to do it. But he came out and said he was going to do it, so I did it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a doctor as well, you know, so yeah. It's all good. There were plenty of medical professionals yeah. in our wedding party that were fine.
Yeah, we're going to make it, man. We got yeah. people all around nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, I thought I was going to die, but...
Yeah.
And so right after the ceremony and we take the photos and stuff of the wedding party, we go into the bridal house. It's not a suite anymore. It's a house. Mm. And a full kitchen and a bunch of rooms. They had multiple bathrooms and showers and stuff. So it's a house.
Yeah.
So we go back there and her dad talks. His dad talks about the tequila and like, you know, like what it meant and stuff like that. And so he called me the daredevil,
mm-hmm.
El Papao, or El Papao in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, I was just waiting for the El Papao to take her away.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude,
you had
the
guts, man. You had the guts to marry her, man.
Yeah.
Dude, Val's dad was pretty funny. I think right when we first got there, uh-huh. he looked at you and he goes, you still have time to run away.
Yeah, he's like, I see the dirt path, you can run.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, like, he knew it wasn't gone.
Yeah. And so we line up to take the shot, like the wedding party takes the shot and stuff, and I'll tell you what, of all of the tequila shots I've had in my life, which actually isn't that many,
yeah,
that was the smoothest alcohol I've ever had.
Oh yeah. That's probably the best tequila we're all ever gonna have, like in our life. Like
it was, it was the smoothest thing ever. Like you don't need to bite the lime. You didn't need salt or any of that stuff. They gave it to us, but I was like, I don't need it.
No, I know. I just did it like just for fun afterwards. I was like, oh, yeah, there's a lime.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I looked over and said, give me another slice of lime. I need another.
It was almost as smooth as like. If it was like flavored water, almost like
that, really, that, yeah,
it just was not even there was no burn or anything. It was delicious, man.
Yeah, it was
like, oh man, I genuinely liked it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, like even you know, like my parents, who don't really drink that much, they came out, they're like, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that was really good. I was like, yeah, like you won't find tequila like that ever.
Like I wouldn't make a margarita or anything out of it because that would it would disrespect it.
Exactly, it would disrespect it.
I would just let's just sip on this thing because it's it was wonderful, dude. Oh,
and so the day after he comes, they come by our condo and stuff. We hang out, but he gives me the tequila bottle, and he says, "You got to fill it up now. You have to save it."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "I don't know how to fill it up. I don't know what to do." So but it's some company in Mexico, like they'll go fill it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang,
so sick. I figured that part out, but yeah, so we had the bottle of tequila standing there and it was like the greatest thing ever.
It's a cool bottle too. It has a like a hat on it and stuff.
Yeah, it's got a little sombrero on top, a little silver sombrero.
It's so cool.
I was wondering why he was carrying that around, because every time I saw him with the tequila, he was always carrying it, and I thought it was the shot like that we were gonna take it out of.
Yeah,
but it turns out it's part of the bottle. But it was really cool. I liked it.
Yeah,
it was a cool, unique thing, man. Just for
it really
your,
was
your wedding,
yeah.
man. It's awesome.
Yeah. So
you have to fill up that tequila bottle before you have a kid, though, so that way you at least have it until they get married.
Try
to keep it going a lot longer now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna work on that. And, like, that was pretty much it. Like, we danced the night away. We played some cornhole. We sat by a fire.
Played some cornhole.
You know, you know who danced the night away, though? Andrew, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Andrew,
we're
dude.
Bringing Andrew on at some point to talk about sports.
Dude,
he's
we're
going
to
talk about his dance moves.
Yeah. I on the drive from Daniel's back to get his car, on the drive, I told him, I no longer want you to be my plus one anymore. I don't want to take you to any more weddings.
Dude, he was legit.
He was shocked because he didn't know why. And then I looked at him and I said, your dance moves are too smooth.
Yeah, dude.
They were too good.
Away from me, and I don't like that.
Yeah, no, he stole the show.
Me, but He was he loved it. He was telling me how he had a good time. He also does not like spend a lot of the time on the dance floor at those occasions. So Elijah, he said he loves you, and that's something that he definitely wants to do, just get out there and dance with y'all.
Hurt.
You could tell, man. Like you could tell he like Andrew from the times that I've known him, he kind of seems like not like he seems kind of reserved. Like he's not, you know, he's not like over the top or anything. He doesn't like go and put himself in those situations, but he looked like he was genuinely having a great time. And like he pulled a Mikey, dude. Like he was doing,
he was doing and the it's Dougie his frat boy personality name now.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Mikey like dude. He pulled the Mikey, dude. He went on the dance floor. He was doing the Dougie, like in the circle of dance. Like, oh man, it was hilarious to watch him have a good time, man.
Yeah, I told Daniel this because at one point, me and Daniel are just standing there. We're cracking up. We're dying. And I looked over and I was like, dude, every friend group has to have the designated frat boy. Yeah. And Andrew is the designated frat boy. Well, Mikey, now,
Mikey. That's the Mikey, dude. When the Mikey comes out, you know? Oh, that is so cool, man.
So we were talking about that, signing that wood board earlier. Mm-hmm. So funny story. So I was signing that wood board with Jay and my brother. So I went to sign it. My brother came up, Jay came up. We all started talking. And then one of your cousins walks by. I believe it was... Her name was Holly. Shout out to Holly. I apologize for this embarrassing moment. She walks by, and from nowhere, your dad pops up. I don't even know where he came from, to be honest. I wasn't really paying attention.
He's there.
Runs over, calls her over, and then I make eye contact with him.
Oh, God.
And I'm all for wingmen, dude. If you're going to play wingmen, that was just super, super random. So he comes up. He's like, Holly, have you met Chris yet? Yo, let me tell you.
So he pulled the How I Met Your Mother move.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
He pulled up. Yeah, he was the Barney of the whole thing. Yeah.
She comes over for a second. And then once he says that, like, have you met Chris yet? Or this is Chris. She books it the other way.
Yeah.
And so I had no idea what to do in that situation. So I booked it the other way back to our table where we were sitting. And I was like, thank you, Mr. Otto. I'm going to go sit down now.
Yeah.
So in my head, like I didn't know what was happening yet, but I thought she had just walked the completely other way because she was already rejecting me.
Uh-huh.
So in my head, I was feeling myself. I thought I looked good. And then that happened. And then I walked away and I was like, fine, I'll go look cute somewhere else.
There you go, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
It was the most awkward, uncomfortable thing, and all Jay and Andrew could do was laugh about it. But it was funny.
I think he did that to Jay too.
Story.
Oh my!
Yeah,
I think he did too.
Like,
yeah,
I think since y'all both split ways, he was like, "All right, let's try Jay."
Mr. Otto wants he's to trying, dude. He's like in the groom suite. He was like, all right, Isaiah, Chris, well, you got 2 years for another one. We need another one in 2 years.
And I was just like, no, he's cutting weight for a fight. He's on a prelim card.
You kept telling
Andrew
people
that.
Say
that stuff too.
Yeah. Oh, so at the
that guy, she had. We were drinking at like the bachelor.
So we had a joint. I call it the JBBP. So we had a joint bachelorette party thrown by Daniel and Emily, who did the greatest job on the planet.
Thank you.
Yeah, shout out the return of Bra Pong. So shout out to Bra Pong.
Oh yeah, come back.
And so Chris, you know, doesn't drink, and so you know we had other stuff for the non-alcoholics there, and I was like. And so people were asking him like why he doesn't drink, and I was like, he's cutting weight for a fight. He's cutting weight for a fight. And he's like, I'm not cutting weight.
Like, I don't think I got a chance to like respond why I wasn't drinking. No. Elijah did the same thing his dad did, which just pop out of nowhere and just be like, he's cutting weight for a fight. And then Kat, who was there at the JBBP. I completely butchered it. Kat was also there. She had drank quite a bit, and then she had asked me to take a shot, and I said I can't. I don't drink.
couldn't wait.
And then you tell her that, and then she's like hooked on trying to figure out if I'm fighting or not. Oh, so she's like locked in. She's like, oh, so where are you fighting? What do you fight? Who are you fighting? Where are you fighting? Like continuous questions.
Are you doing kickboxing?
I have no idea what to say.
I already created your fighter. You're fighting Dennis the Menace Ruiz the Third.
Oh my gosh. And then she challenged you to a fight. Like she wanted to see like your moves, dude. She was like, all right, fight me.
The scary thing was that she was ready. I'm pretty sure she would have taken you to the ground.
She was ready for anything.
She feels like a grappler.
Yeah, I know. So she said, oh, let's fight. And then I was like, rain check. She walks over to like the open space in the living room. She was like, no, come on, let's go. And I was like, I really just got bodied. Like there's two options. I either fight.
Mm-hmm.
Or I get called a whip by Cat all night. Yeah.
Fight and promote equality, or like, don't fight and look like a loser.
I'm getting ready to like just start grappling with her, and, uh-huh. and then someone calls out something else, and I was like, "Oh, Saved by the Bell," and I'm like, "Yeah, let's do that." Or a shot. Someone said shot.
Yeah.
So like, everybody needs a shot.
Go over there, Cat.
That you were doing, Chris, that you told me you were doing. Like right when we first got there, it's like every time someone says shot or whatever, I'm instigating.
Oh, and I was my like, what? Gosh. Yes. Nice.
And so he'd come up and be like, shot?
He's the non-alcoholic shot? Hype man.
Yeah, exactly. And so I look at him and be like, what'd you say? He's like, what? Huh? Oh, shot? And Val and the girls, oh my gosh.
Dude,
they killed a bottle.
Morgan,
yeah. Oh, Jesse's wife, and Kat and Val.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, dude. Like, I thought I was taking a bunch of shots, and I'm trying not to like die because we had the rehearsal tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or the day after. So I'm like trying not to die, but I'm still trying to have a good time. And they kept going.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing shots at like 2 a.m. and I was like, we're gonna die. She's like, no, it's fine.
Dude, be glad it wasn't the day before the wedding.
Oh my gosh.
How bad would that have
been? That's actually worked out.
But the best part about that party, though, was that Daniel got, he got Popeyes. Chicken sandwiches as like our meal. So he he calls the day before and he's like calling our usual Popeyes, like, hey, if I roll up asking for 15 to 20 chicken sandwiches, what y'all gonna do?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no, we're fine. Just come on in.
Yeah.
Says the people who never have chicken sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, they said to come just roll up. I was like, oh god. And so we are at a local spot called Pinballs, which is like a retro arcade game where we like pre-gamed and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. I love that place.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to that place. And so Daniel leaves about 20, 30 minutes earlier to go get the food. And sure enough, they had it ready.
Yeah, it was weird.
And I was shocked.
It was weird, dude, because I pulled up and I was with Jay because he was helping me out. And I was nervous, dude. I was like, all right, they said that they'd have – stuff prepped for this time, like it was like 7, and I was like, all right, they said they would be ready, and you know, whatever, right? So I pull up, first thing they say is, we only have fries. And I'm like, you only have fries? Like, it didn't even say like, hey, welcome to Popeyes or anything. They're like,
of course not,
we only have fries.
Yeah, I was like, did you expect them to say welcome in? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know, I was preparing myself. I was like, how do I approach and say, hey, I'm about to make your life horrible for the next like 15 minutes. I need 20 sandwiches, you know,
without them wanting to punch you,
without them wanting, yeah, or like spit in the food or whatever you think they're gonna do. So yeah, that's what I was thinking of. And then I just got blindsided, like, we don't have any fries. And I'm like just as a side, or do you have chicken sandwiches too? Like, do you still have chicken?
The only thing they have in the restaurant is just fries.
It's just fries. No, it was like just the sides. We don't have any other sides. We got fries. And I was like, okay, cool, all right, I can do that. That's all I wanted too. So I tell them, like, all right, I called in yesterday. I need this. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, that's going to be a while, honey. I was like,
yeah.
Well, I told y'all yesterday, and you said, or the person I spoke to said they would get with management and they prepare and all that stuff. And they were just like, oh, no, that didn't go through. I was like, okay.
Of course not.
I was like, all right. So we order, and I'm like, all right, so you said you only have fries. Can I get like 5 boxes of large fries? Is that like too much to ask? Are y'all running low? And so me and Jay were just like, dang, like the people behind us aren't going to have fries. They're going to have chicken sandwiches. And, but no, they actually came out kind of quick. It was like maybe 10 minutes wait in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. They couldn't process my card for some reason, 'cause it was like over $100, or it was actually $100 even with like 98 cents or something like that. It was kind of interesting. So it was like $100 order, and it couldn't handle the card thing. It was weird. It was a weird thing, but we got it. Yeah. We got all the chicken sandwiches we needed, and it was dope. Yeah, that was – ugh. And Chris tried Chris tried the spicy one, right, for like the first time?
That was my first time having a Popeye's chicken sandwich ever.
Oh, right. Because
when the craze happened, I was vegetarian at the time.
Yeah.
Right. I sat down. I told Daniel to get me one of those spicy ones when we were originally taking orders. Sat down, had the spicy one. Bro.
Dude, that thing is good.
What is your opinion of it? What do you think?
So, okay. Their spicy is a lot different than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken sandwich is good. I actually really like this one more because Daniel and I were talking about this when I was eating it. Chick-fil-A, they like bread it in the spiciness.
Yeah, the spice is the chicken itself.
Yeah.
Compared to Popeye's, which is the sauce.
It's like this spicy, like aioli sauce or something like that, which is different. And like, I feel like they do also bread the chicken with spice, like spiciness as well, but it's mostly the sauce. I thought that was really, really good. And the pickles were cut a little thicker. I know that's like a very like small detail, pickles. But I really like that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, they're really good. So I sat down, dude. I had a second one.
Yeah.
I had a second one right after that.
I was really worried that was going to have 2 sandwiches and just go into food comas and not like want to party.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, cut it in half.
Cut it in half. Yeah, that was my plan too. That was my plan.
Yeah. But no, it was great. Like Popeye's even came through. Like that's how perfect this weekend was. Mm-hmm. You know, when Popeye's steps up.
Ooh, check this out,
you know it's good.
Check this out.
You know it's good.
Oh. You love to see it, dude.
Here we go.
We got some opinions in the chat.
Antonio, I don't know if I agree with that one. Popeye's is definitely good.
We got some opinions.
Their spicy chicken sandwich is better, but Chick-fil-A, way better than Popeye's.
Okay.
It's got some. Right. I don't know. That's a whole nother, you know.
We'll debate that again. We've debated it before. We'll debate it again.
We'll have to, because now Chris knows what it's like.
Yeah, it's now open to interpretations. Like, some knowledge on it, dude. I can drop some wisdom. But overall, dude, you, like, throughout the weekend, you seem super composed and calm and stress-free. Like, I could feel the positive energy just come off of you and come off of Val. Like, you guys were just so excited to do this, man. Mm-hmm. And I have never once a day in my life, in the year and change that I've known you, seen you cry. Even when we talked about Up and did the Up review, you didn't. I don't even think like you did cry or anything.
I didn't cry when we talked about it. I definitely teared up. Mm-hmm. I'll admit I teared up during Up. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
Oh, finally. Well, that's what I've been waiting on the most. But anyways.
Well, you know, like with Elijah, dude, when he's going through something, or like he's doing something like kind of clutch like this, like a wedding or something, like, I don't know, like it's hard to compare to a wedding because wedding's huge, but like he gets quiet. Like he gets chill. Like he doesn't, he's focused. Like he's in focus mode. So he's just kind of like coasting. And like, if you notice when we were waiting on the photographer in the groom suite, we were like, for me, I'm like, oh gosh, I got to do something. I got to like play more Smash, or I got to do something else. Him, he's just like chill. Yeah, he just stays composed. He just stays like focused. And then once he achieves the goal, and then he's like, he's back to normal Elijah, you know, like he's chill.
The thing is, it's funny, 'cause it's like, usually you would expect the groomsmen around the groom to be the rock for the groom. Like, we should have all been there to like calm him if he got stressed. Elijah was the rock for everything. because he was so calm and because he was so stressed, and also because he was playing Super Smash before.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we were playing like 20 minutes before the actual.
Dude, we were playing 15 minutes before.
Yeah, we were playing up until like they told us we needed to go out there. But like it was incredible, and I just want to say that I feel super blessed to be a part of it with like you guys.
Aww.
It was awesome. And then also, I was not planning on crying until I saw you start to tear up at the altar.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I can compose myself. And I was like, I'll look at Daniel. If Daniel's crying, then I may lose it. And then I look at Daniel, and Daniel's starting to tear up, and I was like, okay, I'm going to lose it. That's it, dude. Game over, dude.
So
check it out, though, real quick. We got another from the – the father of the bride.
Yeah.
And he's been crying all week.
Yeah. Him and my dad were talking at the reception, and my dad's like, yeah, dude, like, I've been crying and stuff like that. And Valstad's like, I've been crying all week. I can't cry anymore. And then, like, Val came up and they talked to them, and she's like, okay, I can cry a little bit more.
Yeah, I know. You never know how much waterworks you have until you go through a day like this, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently Val's mom had been crying since I asked her, which was back in, like, last year.
Just dwelling upon it every day, like,
oh. Oh, yeah. No, she definitely was.
She was crying when I walked her down starting to like choke up as soon as I was walking her down the aisle. But your family, Elijah, they started crying minute one.
Oh, yeah.
I got dehydrated.
Yeah, all of us got super dehydrated that day.
It would have been funny because you know how after you like cry for so long, you just like go to sleep, you just sleep it off.
Yeah.
What it would have been so funny if everybody just took a nap real quick right after we were done.
Yeah, dude. I kind of felt like it, dude. Like I was anxious.
I was surprised at how much I did cry.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like for Daniel's wedding, I teared up a little bit, but what really hit me was when I gave the best man speech.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even make it through the speech. I didn't make it through like the first sentence. I was like, I've known Daniel for 20 something years, and I just cried.
Yeah,
and we just hugged each other, and that was my speech.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, first he made the joke, which was great. It was like a good,
a good icebreaker.
It was a good icebreaker for him, like to get through the rest of the speech. You know, like okay, all right, if y'all will pay attention to this 30-minute PowerPoint presentation, is what he says, or something like that, and it's perfect, right? But then he goes, "How long have I known you, Daniel? 20 something years." He just starts crying. I'm like, I'm dying on the. Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because he does. He does this like fake cry thing.
I do. Yeah.
And so I'm worried that like he'll do it and then he'll actually be crying and I'm just like, nah, he's faking it.
Yeah.
I don't think it like it hit me. I mean, to me, like it still doesn't hit me that we're finally married.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it like started hitting me whenever we were like finally like lining up. We were lining up like right outside of the bridal suite.
With your mom, right?
Yeah. So like my mom and dad were there. Our pastor Mike Holtz, who I've known for 15 years or so, he was there and he did an amazing job. Like he he's the greatest, you know, senior most holy high reverend youth senior pastor ever. And
shout out.
And so, you know, so we did a you know, a little prayer beforehand and we got all lined up. And I think that's when it started to hit me. Mm-hmm. Like finally we're doing this after like, you know, 4 years of being together and like 2 years of talking about it.
Yeah.
And then a year of engagement. Like we're finally doing it. You know, so I think that's like when it hit me, and everyone looked so pretty, nice,
man.
And it was just perfect weather throughout. It was like 5 or 6 days after a cold front, so like it was still kind of cool and like cloudless and stuff, low humidity. Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah, we weren't sweating up there or anything. It was the dancing that really did it. But when we were there, like we were good. And the vows, the vows were beautiful. Like Mike did a great job in orchestrating all that. Like the vows and listening to y'all say that, like, oh, it was powerful, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he did a great job. And then
sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, it's just like the ceremony itself was beautiful. And then when we didn't have a chance to do the groomsmen photos because we were running a little bit behind. Mm-hmm. And so we did them afterwards, like after like everything, like we were like we did them and then we did our a little announcement thing. And so like we're starting to take pictures and stuff and then like the leaves start falling.
That was cool. Dude, man. Was you were you were taking pictures with your mom and your dad.
Uh-huh.
And I had taken a picture with you previously and I stepped back. Yeah. And it's you and your mom and your dad, and y'all are posing, and the leaves from the tree, like we're all outdoors in this crazy, awesome, you know, scenery.
Yeah.
And the leaves are actually like falling down real slowly in this weird aesthetic. It was like perfect. The sun was setting a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was like, we are supposed to be here right now, man. That was like, it was
breathtaking. It was like truly breathtaking just being able to watch you guys in such a crazy, like, cause this is like a one off. Like, the leaves on everything is just perfect for a minute. And you can't, it's almost like you can't hear anything. Everything becomes silent and you just hear and feel the joy coming from like you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. I did want to mention though, Daniel and Emily's speech, they're the maiden of honor and then the best man speech, killed it.
Dude. Oh yeah.
Absolutely. I started choking up again. I heard that.
Yeah. I was anxious and nervous all day for everything. I felt like I was more nervous than Elijah. I don't know why. Elijah seemed more composed than I did. I was just kind of like, I was nervous.
Well, you were doing everything, man. You like steamed the tuxes and stuff. And then you did all of our hair. You became like a Renaissance man. And my dad was with us. He was just like, Daniel, when did you learn how to do any of this stuff?
Well, thank you.
No, dude, you put it all together.
Yeah, no, and the speech was tough. It was a lot of stuff I wanted to say, and I've been thinking about the speech the whole time and editing it the whole time and stuff. And no, I mean, you know, I give myself too much crap, but a lot of people did say I did all right.
You did amazing. Like you did better than I did.
Thank you very much. No, you guys.
I just cried.
No,
I just cried.
That speaks a lot too. But no, everyone, a lot of people complimented me too. So yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and then Val's dad gave a speech. So he gave like a speech to the wedding party for the tequila shot, mm-hmm. and then he gave another speech, like the actual speech. For the wedding. Which was also really good.
Antonio, if you're listening, well done.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it was really good. And then, you know, we had the food and stuff. No, everything was just perfect. Like, everything was good. The only thing that we did not do was the bridal bouquet. But that's because everyone was just on the dance floor or playing cornhole. Because we finally opened up the doors. So, like, it's a huge barn. And on the left side of the barn are four like garage doors basically of glass and stuff. It looks so pretty. And they can lift them up. And so the wedding coordinator's like, hey, do you want to start opening up the stuff? Because they did have a problem with the AC. And I was like, yeah, let's open it up. Right. And so we opened up the garage door so it's easier to get it like that flow of because we still had the porch. And patio, and then we still have the cornhole set and stuff. And then people were out there, people were in there. And then Val comes up to me like at 10. It's like, so I missed the bridal toss, bouquet toss. And I was like, you're fine. There's like, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're okay. And like, that was the only thing, you know. And then, okay, so we go to cut the cake and. So we cut the cake. We do a little cute little cake ceremony thing, and everyone's like watching us and stuff. And then we go back out, and I just start chanting cake, and everyone starts chanting cake. And
great.
I was like, "All right, the cake's a lie. We're gonna do speeches now. We're gonna do toast." It was great.
It was so funny, dude.
Because Val's family started chanting in Spanish to like. Dunk her head
in the cake.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And she's like, did you see all this stuff that we did?
Yeah, I was like, that's like $400 worth of makeup. There's no way we're messing that up.
Speaking of that, dude, all of the women, dude, look good. Yeah. All of our girls,
oh, yeah.
Your mom, like all the girls that got their got their makeup did, and even after, even everyone else too. Like everyone looked, showed up to this, to this wedding. Yeah, dude. Like people looked good.
Overall, it was a very, very good looking wedding.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, yeah, and like I, Emily, so my brother Emily didn't wore believe that we
fake
had
lashes
fun
for the
Betty.
First time. That's what she told me, by the way.
Fake lashes?
Yeah, like she wore fake lashes for the first time, and it was kind of interesting. Emily.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, would they like glue them on and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. She's then, like, I think she's still getting out the glue. Like, or at least like a couple days ago, just finally got out the last. It was weird.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's still like leaves and stuff in Val's hair after all this time.
Yeah.
Hey, but my brother didn't believe that we ordered.
And Cheryl.
Oh. Yeah. No, it was great. Like, this was the coolest thing ever. And my brother didn't believe that we had funfetti, so we ordered funfetti cake, which I'm like turning into like a funfetti fanatic. Like I love it.
So good.
It's some good stuff. It's some good stuff.
It had like chocolate ganache in the center.
Yeah, so it was funfetti, and we actually downsized the cake, like right beforehand, and so we had two tiers instead of three, which I'm really glad we did. But it was funfetti cake with chocolate ganache in between, and then like barely any sort of like outside frosting. Yeah. But the groom's cake was legit.
Big old.
It was a big old Houston Texans sign logo. Sorry,
I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, even though they're 0-4. But they did fire Bill O'Brien finally.
Fire Bill O'Brien. He is done. No
Thank
longer.
You.
They
Thank
have
you.
The is it the defensive coordinator as a.
Yeah, defensive Romeo Crennel. Yeah. And he has head coaching experience, so I'm okay with that decision.
Yeah, we'll
but
see.
I did go ahead and apply. So we'll see how that goes.
But no, that cake, man.
That cake was red velvet with, instead of the traditional cream cheese fries, we did buttercream. And I think that was a good choice too, because it's a lot more lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that cake was good. And then we were supposed to save the cake. We didn't. So... We did have a slice right before we left.
So he's listening while he's grocery shopping. So that's dope. I didn't know we were so mobile.
And then, so Chris goes and meets my family on Saturday on the rehearsal, basically. Mm-hmm. And you had just met my mom and dad like a couple weeks prior.
Yeah, because we were all together on the weekend of the 11th.
Yeah, yeah, and. You immediately became adopted by my family. And then everyone was like, you're Chris? Chris from the podcast?
Chris from the podcast.
Yeah, is that Chris? Is that Chris?
So, but during the rehearsal, I was with Isaiah because I stood over at your parents' condo. So me and Isaiah went over to the Airbnb that they were staying at. And,
which was a really nice place.
Dude, it was cool. I wanted to. Yeah. I should have gone swimming, dude. I was right there. I was already in trunks. Like
you should
I
have.
But I walk up, and the first people I meet are like your cousins. And so I meet all of them, and I introduce my name, and the first thing they say is, "Oh, Chris from the podcast." And for some reason, Chris in my head, I like it's embarrassing. For some reason, in my head, I go. Oh, you listen? I don't like the way I sound. I don't know why that was the first thing I said. It was just super embarrassing. But then afterwards, I was like, oh, thank you. Please keep listening.
Yeah.
We need you guys to listen. So please keep listening.
No, it was really cool. After everything had commenced, like we were putting up, we're packing everything up. I'm walking out to my car. And most of your family Elijah has packed up a bunch of stuff and they're taking off.
Yeah.
And I walk into Colby, you know, Colby, shout out.
Colby.
And Sinead, which, like, this is like, she had been on the dance floor, she had been around, but I hadn't actually, like, been introduced by Colby.
Yeah.
And she was like, Sinead, like lemonade or something like that. She said something like that. And it was really cool. I was like, okay, now I'm never going to forget your name. And then she was like, yeah, and we listen to your podcast on the way here, and we listen all the time, or whatever. And I was like, wait, what? That's, like, really cool. I was like, dude, I don't know. It just never happened. I never, like, that's the first time everyone's ever said that. Like, oh, we listen to your podcast all the time. Like, somebody I didn't know, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that's really
cool. Like, you're talking about people that were on the dance floor, like, the whole night, like Andrew. Colby and Sinead, yeah. And then my cousin Courtney and her boyfriend Sean, they were dancing their night the night away.
Yeah.
Like, oof. Wow. Oof. They were hard to keep up with.
If that's the case that they listen, Sinead, you need to change the soccer team you root for, because Liverpool is just not.
Mm. Oh my gosh. No, she was really cool. It was really cool to meet her, meet some fans. We had some fans at the wedding there. I was like, wow.
It was incredible, because it was one of those moments where like everybody truly felt like family. Like you tend to go to like events like this and you either are, you know the person really well, or you're kind of acquaintances, you don't know them well, and so you're kind of going to this reserved.
Yeah.
But this was the first experience where I just went into it, and Val's family accepted like me, and your family accepted me, and then like I knew all you guys, and like everybody's just very accepting of everybody.
Yeah. And no, that's, you Andrew / Mikey and Jay were all Mikey. Just formally adopted.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Except that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like for me and Val, that was the most important thing outside of the actual like ceremonies with that. Mm-hmm. But that was the most important thing, was bringing two different families together.
Right.
You know, and we were worried about having like a seating arrangement for COVID and all that crap. And we were like, no, we're here to have a good time,
right?
You know, and we're here to bring people together, and I think it worked amazingly.
Oh yeah,
you know, like definitely. I danced with Val's mom a bunch. She taught me some salsa. Then Aspen taught me some salsa.
That's what I was saying, like watching all of y'all do it. Like I kind of learned some tips on how to dance that kind of music.
Aspen's like, it's all in the hips. Just move your hips. Just move your hips. And I was like, but Val says my hips aren't loose.
There's one point where me and Dan, like this song came on. I think it's the wobble song. Me and Daniel are like, we're just looking. We're trying to figure out this song.
Oh, that, I know. The Footloose song.
And Val and Morgan both knew it, and they just led everybody.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah. And like that was the point. That's what we were trying to do best, was just having these two families just come together, meet, and just, you know, bring in a sense of belonging with each other. Yeah. And I think that happened. You know, my dad, a huge, like, family is his number one thing. That's what he is.
Yeah.
And him and Val's dad were talking. They're like, well, I guess now we got to do blended vacations, you know, Madeline vacations and stuff. And I was like, because we always take a family vacation, and there's usually like 15 of us. And I was like, do we got to add all of her family? Oh, God.
Right.
We're going to, like, roll around like a herd.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was like, just a herd of people. Like,
yeah.
It's
like,
going to be
no.
like a whole small little community walking everywhere.
Exactly, yeah.
That's cool, though.
But no, that was amazing. It was awesome. It was awesome. Oh, dude. So,
I would relive it. I would do it again.
Yeah.
So we were at the... We were at the groom's, like the groom's section or whatever, the little groom's home thing that we were chilling at for like 7 hours. And that thing went by so fast. I thought we were going to be playing Smash for.
Yeah,
that thing just passed by.
I know. Like at first I was like, man, like we're all here at 10, you know, but we had plenty of stuff and activities to do.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like too worried, but I was like, everyone needs to be there right there.
Yeah.
You know? So I can control where y'all are. And like it then became noon and kickoff, and then it became the game's over, you know, it's four. And then like I started seeing the flower people, I started seeing the catering come in.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them start setting up, and I was like, All right.
This just went, dude. Ugh.
And so then we started getting ready, and we were getting ready for the photographer. Excuse me, the photographer to come and take pictures of us getting ready. And so we're all kind of just standing there waiting. And I thought about the time when Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one, where like they're all standing.
Yeah.
And then Rocket's like, oh, great. Now we're all standing.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Although he said something else. And I was like, so like I realized like we're all standing and stuff. And I was like, great. Now we're all standing like a bunch of idiots.
We were just waiting for nothing.
Just determined to link switches.
Yeah, and we did. We figured it out.
At first, yeah. I don't know why. Like, dude, that, by the way, that opened doors on a separate situation, but yeah. I'm glad we did that. But yeah, we just ended up all just gathering in a little huddle.
Yeah.
Linking our switches and just playing Smash, just switching off. Mm-hmm. Like right before. That was actually a lot of fun.
Like it would have been, yeah. It would have been great if like the Texans won, obviously. That would have been another like cherry on top. But one thing, we started playing Mario Party and it was getting intense. Like we're playing you know, four player, we're getting into it. It's like a 10 turn round or whatever. And I'm dominating at the end, by the way. I'm like absolutely dominating. And I take the lead.
You really were. You had two of the like warp pipes like directly to start. Like you had the ability to get three stars
mm-hmm. in two turns. And,
yeah.
Yeah. I had some strats, but, and Isaiah was super mad. He was just like, dude, like, why aren't you going to let, or no, maybe it was your dad. He was just like, really? You're not going to let the groom win on his, you know, on his wedding day. No. Stuff like, yeah. I was like, no, I don't know. But turns
no,
out
no mercy. No
this,
mercy.
This fool gets like bonus stars and actually ends up clutching it by like six yeah. coins or something. So Elijah.
So
like,
me and Isaiah wins. Tied. The first two bonus stars mm-hmm. and then they just happened to do the ally star and I got my ally the last turn of the game
mm-hmm. yeah
so he's tied up stars
like,
that, but
two
he was
allies
just...
and everyone else had one. I was like, oh my god.
So Elijah clutches the win and it was just perfect because, you know, you love to see it on that day.
Oh yeah,
dude, it was yeah, it was well done. Oh yeah, I won once and Elijah won once, so we got to do winner take all.
I know.
Yeah.
It's game on. It's game time.
Also, Isaiah had like a pressure moment with the transfer of the rings to Mike. And he totally clutched that out.
And he came through.
He came through.
He did it. Yeah.
Another thing to mention is, so Elijah and Vel obviously meet and they go down the aisle at the end when they're all done. Yeah. Now pronounce you whatever, right? Me and Emily, we, you know, of course, we go. And then I think it was Isaiah and Kira.
Isaiah and Kira.
So
yeah,
they
Val's
go.
Sister.
So that actually left Jesse and Chris. And so I was not even in it. I was like crying and I was like, you know, feeling it.
I know. Right. Like we were talking to Randy at that point. Like we were already over by the patio.
Right.
And then I just hear this eruption from yeah. the crowd. And the Jesse, who by the way is like 6'3". Nice tall
guy.
Yeah,
he's tall guy.
And... just picks up Chris.
Yeah, like Shaggy and Scooby-Doo style. And yeah. They just make their way down the aisle, which is like, which is clutch, dude. I can't
like,
wait to
I can't
see
wait
pictures.
To see that picture.
You're right.
Dude, me too. It was fun. I don't know why that was the first thing that we thought of.
yeah, and our photographer
we were just like, dude,
amazing.
Just carry me out.
And I knew she captured a shot of that. I can't wait to see it. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, I want to see the pictures when you guys get on, dude.
Yeah. She said about 3 weeks. But she gave us some sneak peeks already, and they look good.
Oh, I know.
They look good.
Okay, cool. I need to use the ones I'm in as clout, so send those over when you can.
Yeah, look out for that on Facebook.
You and Andrew can start using that as clout instead of my dog. That'd be great.
Oh, right. yeah, that's
not
right.
Not that I wouldn't have y'all support my dog by giving y'all clout, but still.
You know. So there is this video that someone caught of me doing the little like heel tapping things.
Yeah.
I turned it into a GIF.
Oh,
I don't
you did.
Know.
Yes.
Oh, like, I was able to turn it in. Let me try to see if I can put it in the chat and you can post it real quick.
All right.
I saved it in everything.
That would be so cool.
Oh, yeah. It looks like I. Let's see. Okay, hold on. I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to
Yeah, share your screen and we can see it. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be good. I'll get it going here.
Yeah, because the photographer's like in the coordinator, we're both like, yeah, just do something real cute, you know, like whenever y'all come in and stuff.
You love to see it, dude. That is a clutch.
That is the most clutch thing ever.
Dude, I'm so thankful that was that was captured. Who's it? Tabitha?
Tabitha.
Thank you, Tabitha, for that. That the caption should be when she says yes to marrying me.
Yeah. We look good, dude. You look good in that suit doing that little heel click.
And all right.
We all look pretty good.
It was awesome. Overall, great. 10 out of 10.
10
would
out of
recommend.
10, dude. Definitely. Like 13 out of 13. Snow globes.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Seven out of six snow globes.
And dude, way to time the wedding, like the busiest, hardest weekend ever. And then immediately after that is a 3-day weekend. Like, thank you, dude. Thank
I know, with Columbus Day coming up, Oh,
thank you, bro. I needed it. I needed extra time to chill.
Yeah, because we tended to, like Val, so we came back Wednesday night, and Val worked Thursday and part of Friday for the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And so she really didn't, work that much on Friday, but now she has the weekend off,
Yeah.
So we can, rest and recuperate.
Yeah. Dude, y'all have earned it. Y'all should just rest, do what y'all need to get done, and just enjoy it. Also, I didn't get any of the cake. Funny story is we went into the groom's suite after everything ended. I changed because I was super sweaty. And I was like, all right, time for cake. So I went out, got a cake, came back in, put it on a chair
the guy came in, throw all the food away.
And someone took it away from me.
Oh no.
I was
I didn't have any cake either.
Andrew killed that s'mores bar.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was going to be over the campfire and stuff, cuz they had a big fire pit. Yeah. And I thought that's where it was going to be set up and stuff, but they put it in a little corner.
It was weird.
Which is it's all right. People still got s'mores and stuff, but I wanted it by the fire.
That was cool, dude. That jalapeno cornbread, dude. Ooh, and the mac and cheese.
It was a cornbread casserole.
Surprisingly spicy. I it hits you right when
They were they just sliced it. They didn't even try to hide the jalapeno or dice or anything. They just threw in slices of it.
It did nothing. All seeds. Everything. All seeds.
Oh yeah, and the seeds too, right? Yeah, they didn't even try to gut it. Dude, yeah.
Yeah. And, but it was amazing. Everything about it was just.
And so we did the shout. You talked about the circle pit, right? We basically had a circle pit, and the last dance or the last song was Blink.
Oh yeah,
and that was legit a mosh pit.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. So apparently the DJ was trying to give me the mic because he saw me just going off.
Yeah,
and, he was giving me the mic and stuff, and so we were I didn't even notice.
Dude, I know you were in it. You're like, I don't care if they can hear me.
I was watching you the whole time, and you were leading that pit. Oh, that was all you, dude.
Yeah, it was dope because he'd be in there performing and doing his thing by himself, and it's a circle around him, and then it's it's kind of a pre-chorus part, but then the chorus kicks in, and then we join him, and we're just going at it, dude. It was dope, dude. It was dope.
It's like a live performance, a legitimate live performance. Elijah was Blink 182, and he was performing the song for us.
And it was rowdy. It was all the groomsmen, and then Colby came Colby swinging. Came we were Colby, dude.
Dude, I'm so glad he did.
Yeah,
dude. because we just all it created that mosh pit. It reminded me how fun mosh pitting was back in the day. Vance now I probably won't do it all the time, but
yeah, it's kind of a little sore afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Okay, so so we went to pinballs, right? And we're I played a bunch of basketball. We played a bunch of the Pac-Man air hockey, and then we played that punching bag. And dude, I was sore, dude. I was really sore. And then we had our bachelorette party thing. And I was sore, dude. We were having a good time. And then, dude, I needed this weekend, dude. I needed this weekend to recuperate. My body is tripping.
Dude, we were playing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games afterwards, when we were going back. I was I didn't want to turn too much because my forearm started to burn.
Yeah, I was
that mashing, dude. Yeah, the mashing.
Just button mashing the jump kick. And every time
the jump kick,
I was kind of guiding us, and he's like, don't forget your jump kick. And then me,
Chris, everybody,
your jump kick.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, it's just the turtles raining down on people.
Yeah.
My calves were sore from not even my calf. It was where your calf meets the lower half of your shin, the back of your leg. That was sore for some reason. I was mostly on the ball of my feet, so I think that's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, dude, Isaiah and Jesse did like a pro move, and they switched shoes. They switched their dress shoes to like their actual shoes. And I should have done something like that because my feet were, ooh, my pinky toes, feeling it, dude. Like,
my pinky toe was destroyed.
Yeah. I was like, I had some Vans, but they're not that good for like running around and dancing. They're like, they're really old, worn out shoes.
Yeah.
And I should have done something like that. They were playing 4D chess. We're playing 2D chess.
I know. Yeah. Underwater hungry hippos, and we were not playing at all, man.
Yeah. But no, everything about it was perfect. I mean, it, you know, just there's nothing to say wrong about it. You know, nothing that I disliked. And like, oh, I wish they could have done this differently. No.
Perfect. You're perfect. That's good, dude. That's
that
awesome.
Is good. Yeah. Did you pull a Jim and Pam Halpert where you guys just took mental pictures?
Well, okay. So we were lining up, but I was like kind of teasing with Val. I was like, hey, let's just go. Let's just go somewhere.
You know, oh my gosh!
Let's go to Barton Creek or something. You know, and she's like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, let's just go.
Just leave.
Let's just leave. Let them party. Let's just go."
Oh my god!
And she's like, "Really?" Like, yeah. And so we start walking and stuff, and then the photographer Marissa, she's like, "Where y'all going?" I was like, "Oh, you know, we're going."
So I'm just gonna go into this pond real quick.
Yeah.
There's like nowhere to go for like.
Yeah.
We're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. But we did. We found a nice little quiet time during the party and stuff. We went and sat by the fire together. It was nice. It's cute.
That's good.
And then, like Fred even mentioned, the Longhorns, full fledged Longhorns, are at this venue. And during the cocktail hour, they brought them out. Basically, like they started feeding them, so they came up to the fence line, and everyone took a picture of those things.
Dang.
And they are huge. They're like,
we saw them from afar. I didn't get to see them up close.
Yeah. And so like during the cocktail hour, like whenever we were taking pictures, like everyone was basically like getting their little cocktail stuff. And then they just went all along to the fence line and just hung out with the cow. They're so cool.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I hear that they're already fighting over who gets to take care of the grandkids is what
I
hear.
Yeah. Yeah, that is happening, and we did talk to Val's mom. She's like, "I want the grandkids." Like, let's just wait till she's done with residency, and then we'll talk. Right. She's like, "No, no, grandkids."
Ugh.
Dude, everybody before we were taking that that tequila shot, everybody was dropping that.
Oh yeah,
all the parents were just like, "So kids, I know. Kids, you guys want kids? You're gonna do kids next."
The next step, so,
but we already have a girl name picked out. Not that we're not gonna have one anytime soon. Don't get your hopes up. Yeah. But we do have a daughter name picked out. So we were talking to her mom about it, and so she like started crying during that too.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you can't do that, bro.
I know.
You can't do that to him.
That kind of information on her in such a fragile state.
I know. Not the right move.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, you know, we're, you know, later.
Later.
Let us enjoy our alone time.
Yeah, I know, dude. Don't even worry about it.
You know, 18 plus year commitment, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, dude, just breathe in all this, man.
I know. Focus on you guys first. And then think about it.
And like, we're getting this little apartment set up, and we had talked about moving. Like maybe to like rent a house or something for next year and the year after. Mm-hmm. And now we have like all this stuff set up. She's like, I kind of like it here. Like, I don't want to leave. And I was like, I don't either.
Nice.
You know, like, I don't want to pack up and go to like a house for a year and then pack up and then go back to Texas. You know, like we have a perfect spot here with the dog park, and every neighbor we have is awesome. Like, they're super friendly. They play cornhole. They all have dogs because we live next to two vets, basically. And you know, like, they all have, like, they're all not adopted. What's the other one? They're foster,
like, rescued or whatever.
Dogs and stuff.
Or foster.
Yeah, you know, and like, we just live in like a super nice neighborhood. And now, like, our little house is getting put together. I'm like, I don't want to unpack all this stuff and leave.
Do it again. You know? Yeah, you might as well, dude. Get settled in, man. If you like it. That's good.
Also, we're expecting you here in Austin in the next 2.5 years. So don't get
2.5 years. Already half a year down.
Oh, I know.
Dude, yeah, that went by quick, man.
COVID, dude, yeah, making stuff go by fast.
Three residency rotation things, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's what you like to hear, man. I'm glad you like
it. COVID. It's that COVID time. It speeds everything up.
I know. 2020 is almost over.
Yeah.
So the next thing we get to look forward to is what, Halloween?
Halloween time? Halloween.
We've already watched Hocus Pocus, man. Already watched it.
Val's never seen Hocus Pocus, so it was good to show her that.
Yeah. And Emily was just watching Nightmare Before Christmas yesterday.
I know. I told her we're going to watch that, and then we're going to watch A Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. So it's going to be like we're going to the, they don't have a spirit store in Baton Rouge, but they have a, called like Halloween Town or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to that later today. Nice. And so people are like, what are you going to do if you get married? I was like, go to the Halloween store.
Oh, dude. You like to
everything pumpkin flavored.
Oh, speaking of, so Jesse and Morgan got us a coffee maker.
Oh.
And so we put it together today, and Val made some delicious Folgers coffee, but I got a Starbucks pumpkin spice creamer.
Oh.
Like the pro level creamer.
Nice.
I used a little bit of that. Ooh.
It was good. Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the patio was like nice and crisp this morning after the hurricane. And oh, it feels good.
Dang. Yeah, it's like super warm over here already, and we needed to chill out. We needed to chill out. It's already like still in the 90s, dude.
Yeah.
It was dumb. I went outside and it was nice and cool in the morning, and then went out again during lunchtime, and I'm just like already sweating, and I don't like it.
I know.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anybody else have anything? Any final thoughts? Anything we want to add?
I mean,
no, I just want to thank everybody that was a part of it, even the people that couldn't come.
Yeah.
You know, we did Facebook stream it. So y'all can go back on, you know, like a number of people's pages. You know, like my family, if you're not friends with Val, like it's on my page. You know, Val's family, they all watched it live, and you know, just a big thank you to everybody that was directly, indirectly, momentarily, or whatever involved. We cannot thank y'all enough. Y'all are like the bedrock for the start of this relationship. So
sick, dude.
Damn, who's cutting onions, man?
No, oh, dude, he's cutting onions on stream, bro.
Yeah. All right. Well. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for hearing the stories of our great time at Elijah's wedding. He is now officially off the market, so don't have any ideas. stay tuned. We'll be coming out with some good stuff. We're going to be getting work on more content, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. We're going to be something
good. Get back on that grind. Get back on this regular scheduled
stuff. We're going to get there. We can collab with Joe Rogan now because he's in Austin. But anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, enjoy the Columbus Day weekend.
Also that. So anyways, this has been another episode of the Thought Arcade. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a positive review and follow us for future episodes. You can follow us on Twitter at ThoughtArcade1 and on Instagram at ThoughtArcade. Thank you for listening, and go be great.